While you're still standing, could I give you all a little assignment this morning? Very simple, and some of you will be very, very uncomfortable doing this, but I'd like to ask you to do something. Would you all be willing to come out into the aisle briefly and just go one pew ahead and go right to the same spot where you're sitting, but just one pew ahead of you? If you're in the front, you can stay there. Can everybody do that, please? Would you be willing to do that? I know it's hard to do, but I think you can do that. Come on, Joel. All right, then you may be seated once you come forward there. One pew up, Joel. Come on. No. You got to move up forward. Joel. Yeah. Up one. That's it. Right there. You go. There you go. No, just sit in a pew there. There you go. Well, you all right? You can come three row. That's fine. Thank you all for doing that. I've always wanted to do that, and I just so grateful that you guys took that assignment from me and followed it. Because what I'm talking to you this morning about is another assignment. In fact, I've entitled my little devotional this morning, Resurrection Assignments. And if you open your Bibles to Matthew 28, I want you to see and circle some words in your Bible, because you've got to see this story. You know the story well, all right? The story is pretty simple. The women came to the tomb that morning to put spices on the body of Jesus, but when they got there, they found that he was not there. The angel met them and said, "You're looking in the wrong place. He's not here. He's risen. He told you he was going to rise. Why didn't you believe him? He's alive." So they run away back home, and on the way back, who do they run into? The risen Christ. And then we pick up the story in verse 11. It says, "Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all these things that were done." Some of the watch are some of those soldiers that were guarding the tomb. A watch, scholars have debated over this, but some believe it was as many as 16 soldiers were guarding that tomb. And when Christ came out, they came face to face with the living Christ, and it just, you know what? They were no match for the almighty, omnipotent power of the creation of the universe. And they fainted as if they were dead. All 16 of them. When they finally woke up, some of them fled for their lives. And some of them checked to see the tomb was empty. They couldn't see him anywhere around. They says, "Okay, what do we do?" And they ran to the chief priests. They said, you need to know something here. This man that you said told us he was going to rise from the dead, we saw him. He came out of that tomb, and he is alive. We saw him." But notice what they said to them. Verse 12, "And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave much money unto the soldiers, saying, 'Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept.'" Right. Yeah, we tell that story, get back to Pilate, and we are dead meat. That's what they did to soldiers that slept on their watch. They killed them. How much money would you be willing to take and lie with something like that? How much money would it take for you to say, "Yeah, I'll tell a lie like that"? I don't think I'd do it for less than $1 million. How about you? But you all have your price, right? If somebody came along and offered you $1 million, well, you know, I could probably make up some story there, right? 2 million? 5 million? I think that those soldiers went away from there set for life. I don't think they just gave him, you know, 10 bucks. I think they were set for life because their lives were hanging in the balance. Their assignment from the Sanhedrin was to go and lie. He says in verse 14, if this comes to the governor's ears, we'll persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did this as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported unto the Jews from this day. So that's where it started. We'll look at that more this morning in the morning service. But I want you to, you've got your Bibles open now. Look, and Pastor Bob did a great job getting set up for this. Verse 6, here's the first one I want you to see. Here's the first assignment that was given on that resurrection morning in verse 6. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay. That's the first assignment. Come and see. Come and see. They went into the tomb where Jesus had been buried. In 2015, Debbie and I were privileged to go to Israel. We went to that very same tomb. And we were able to go in that very same tomb where they laid the body of Jesus. We saw the slab of stone where they laid that body. And it wasn't there. We're eyewitnesses. You know what was there? A little wooden plaque with this verse on it. He is not here, for he is risen. We came and we saw the place where they laid the dead body of Jesus. Come and see. That's the first assignment. Then the very next verse tells us the next one, verse 7, and go quickly and tell his disciples. Go and tell. He repeats that. Jesus repeated that same assignment there in verse 10. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go unto Galilee, and there shall he see me. So, first of all, the angel says, come and see. Then he says, go and tell. And then Jesus said the same thing. Go and tell. Get the word out. We've got some great news this morning. The next group that we come to are the soldiers. What is their assignment? Their assignment was, from the Sanhedrin, go and lie. Don't tell the truth. You go and tell a different story. We don't want the real truth to be found out here. So you've got to go and you got to tell a lie. And that's what the devil's been telling people for a long time. Just believe the lie. But then what happens is the apostles come together and they go to Galilee. Verse 16, it says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. They came and they saw Jesus. Come and see. They did the same thing the women did as soon as they saw Jesus. They worshiped him. And then they listened as Jesus gave them their assignment in verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power or authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach, or we could say it, go and tell all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and then teaching them to observe all things. So our assignment is very similar to theirs. The disciples were to go and teach. Go and teach. So, let's take the same assignment this morning. I gave you an earlier assignment to move up one pew. And you all did it. I had to really push Joe to do it. But everybody else really followed suit. That was good. I was proud of you. And now the Lord is giving us an assignment this morning, just like that morning. Go and tell. Go and teach. Go and let the world know. The greatest miracle of all time has taken place. Jesus has risen from the dead, and he is alive. We need to come and see also in verse 16. Every Sunday, we should come and see. We come and see. We gather each Sunday to meet with our risen Savior. We do not meet him at the mountain where he met his disciples in Galilee. We meet him here in this dedicated building each Sunday to see what God has to teach us. As Jesus himself said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, what? There am I in the midst. So we don't need to go to the mountain in Galilee to see Jesus. We come here, and when we gather together, Jesus has said, I am with you. We must come and see. And we should also worship as they did. The first thing they did when they saw Jesus, they worshiped him. As we gather every Sunday, we worship the resurrected Christ. We should do the same with the same awe and wonder that those first witnesses had. What awe as they saw Christ for the first time after his resurrection. How our hearts should pulse with joy and wonder as we gather each Lord's Day to worship our Savior. He is risen. And we should not be doubters. Did you see that verse in verse 17? And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but, it says, some doubted. Some doubted. Now, we know about the doubters. We know that Thomas was the representative skeptic whom Jesus singled out to prove his genuine resurrection with undeniable evidence. Now, today, we must accept that evidence as documented and be unreserved worshipers of our resurrected Savior. So we are to come and to see, and we are to come and worship, and then worship should prepare us for our next assignment. And our next assignment isn't just to move one pew forward. Our next assignment is to go and tell. Go and tell. When we leave this place, we enter our mission field. We are to go out to a clueless world and to share the good news. We're to witness of the truth. They were witnesses of what they saw. And Jesus said, you go and tell everyone. We cannot see it now, but it has been thoroughly documented. Thus, we are to carry on the documented testimony. Jesus Christ has conquered death, and through his sacrifice, we may have our sins forgiven, and we can live forever. The resurrection proves it. We are not only to go and tell, but we are also to go and teach. The last verse tells us them, verse 17, once we tell them about Christ and they trust Christ as Savior, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. We're to teach all of God's word. We're to teach the whole Bible and how to obey it. And so that's what the resurrection day is all about, especially. We're to come and see, and once again become witnesses of the reality of the resurrection of Christ. And we are not serving a dead leader. We are serving a resurrected Savior, an omnipotent Christ who conquered death, because he is risen.